これは第4四半期のサマリーでござい
ます。This is the fourth quarter summary.
売上の方 8% 増
収。Net sales up by 8%. This is more or less as expected. And then below that, we have operating income of 8.8 and 13%. This is
かなり下がって、
compared to the previous quarter, it is a lot lower. And I'm sure that we get questions about this. And in the purple part, you can see the answer. Pre-GAAP numbers. So more than 100 million in terms of net sales, up by 20% year on year. Pre-GAAP operating income was 41.1 billion yen. Now the variable revenue, so this is related to the pre-GAAP revenue as well as a profit increase. So this is the biggest factor. Pre-GAAP performance was very strong, and this is why the variable remuneration changed. So the difference between pre-GAAP and non-pre-GAAP is quite big, but I'm sure that Kevin Sims will explain this more in detail later on. So I would like to move on to the next part. There are some negative factors. Outside of Japan, for consumer business, we are outsourcing the online settlement payment, and the outsourcer Digital River in the United States had a problem with its financing funding, and recovery of accounts receivable became impossible, which translated into 1.7 billion. This is deducted from the pre-GAAP revenue. And without that, pre-GAAP growth would have been 22%. Now, that's the pre-GAAP number, but the GAAP net sales number will be affected in this fiscal year.
So,
impact of the non-recoverable AR, and also we have switched to another vendor from Digital River, which means that the renewal extension will have to be applied automatically, which means that approximately 20 million or more, a negative impact will be seen in the net sales. So negative growth from the previous year, and this is one of the factors behind this.
On
this slide, you can see pre-GAAP profitability improvement 40%. It was at 27% 1 year ago. Now we are as high as 40%.
ARR, enterprise の ARR でございます。
Moving on to enterprise ARR.
Enterprise, no, subscription business.
Enterprise subscription business growing at 15%, but unfortunately, perpetual renewable is down to 1% growth. Oh, sorry, single digit growth. Cash flow, no change. Headcounts. In the quarter just closed, there was a minor decrease. So at the end of 24, we had
6,869.
We had 7,400 in 23, which means that this is a big decrease. But as I mentioned before, we're not trying to improve profitability by reducing the headcount. We are trying to increase efficiency of the organization and introduce new technology, specifically AI, in order to improve productivity of each employee. This is the biggest impact. And for this fiscal year, as Eva and Kevin will talk about, I'm sure, so we may be able to increase the sales by 20 million. In order to get the new sales, we want to increase the headcount and also invest into AI. So this is why we are increasing the headcount. And this is the variable remuneration numbers. 5.2 to 8.1. This is the selling marketing increase related to sales activities, indicated in purple. And the yellow part is a salary and benefit. And as you can see inside the box, pre-GAAP base operating income growth basically led to increase in bonus of 3.1 billion. This is the big factor. And the Q4 highlight, in summary, highest ever pre-GAAP organic growth was observed. And why are we saying pre-GAAP organic? Well, in FY2017, we saw a similar growth, but at that time, Checking Point business acquisition took place. We bought it from HP, and that revenue was basically added on top. This is why Anet sales grew, but this time around, there was no impact of acquisition. This was a pure organic growth. And we have seen recovery in the growth in Americas and Europe. This year, the growth rate of the Americas and Europe was seen as problems, but we had phasing of large deals, and this was also questioned. But finally, in the fourth quarter, we posted those. And for the full year, FY24, we had the highest ever net revenue and operating income. Moving on to dividend. For annual earnings, 259 yen per share, and with a 70% payout ratio, the dividend is 184 yen per share. Compared to the previous year, it may look lower, but as you may remember, we had a special dividend payment in the previous year. So if we do an apple-to-apple comparison, 56 yen in 23 versus 184 yen this fiscal year, which means that the dividend has increased. And for the full year forecast, this is the basic assumption. We will see growth in all the regions, and EMEA will grow at 10%. Asia will grow at 10%, and the cost growth will be slower than the growth of net sales. Cost will slightly increase, and we want to further improve the operating income for this fiscal year, and we don't expect no extraordinary items this year. 154 yen to the dollar this year versus 152 yen last year, so the impact of FX should be minimal as well. And the 6% growth in net sales is expected. Now, 2027, we have road to 2027, and compared to that, you may think that this number looks small, but enterprise revenue is still strong, showing us 10% growth. Unfortunately, consumer business, because of a Digital River online payment that had to be switched, and also overall, in Japan, the PC business continued to struggle, and there is a negative for the consumer business. So overall, net sales growth will be 6%, and a 25% growth in operating income, and the FX impact is going to be minimal. So even without the FX impact, the growth is expected to be 6%. Moving on to shareholder return. This is something that we announced last year. This is a basic policy. So there is no retained earnings. All the net income will be allocated for shareholder return. This is a basic policy. Now, based on that, 184 yen dividend. Based on that, 2.4 billion yen will be paid out in dividend this time. And we still have 10 billion left in net income, so we will be buying back our shares by approximately this amount. And the timing of this will be decided and communicated to you later on, but I just wanted to share with you the basic concept. And that's all from me. Thank you.